I'm leaving it up to you all to do your own grounding and just spend some minutes letting go of the day. And close your eyes and enjoy the dimness, the blankness. And release your energies from the top of your head down to your feet. Just letting go is allowing your energy that you've held in for the day, if you've had a busy day, just to release it back down through your feet. And keep doing that until you feel you've released. You feel relaxed. And balanced. And you feel ready to connect to the inner world, to connect with the source within you, the all that is. And now I want you to go within, travel inwards, you might like to visualize a tunnel, and at the end of it you can see a light. And so we follow through the tunnel, and it gets brighter and brighter towards the end of it. And there's no hurry. You just take your time. And when we come out of the tunnel, we find ourselves surrounded by the most beautiful sunflowers. They're very tall. We are in a paddock of sunflowers. They are gently blowing in the breeze. Their heads are pointed towards the sun, but there's a track through the field of plantation of flowers. And so we all move forward. Enjoying the extremely colourful vista, the breeze, the warmth of the sun. This is a time for letting go, to have the joy of just having time to be. There is no obligation, no sense of having to do. And so we arrive at a place within the paddock, a field of flowers. A space of peace. You are enclosed by the flowers of love. And there are seats there for you to sit. To enjoy Mother Nature's gifts of fresh air, warmth, the basics of life. And someone will come round and put in your hand a seed. Feel it in your hand. Imagine what it looks like. The seed is the beginning and the end. A seed is eternal. It goes on and on. It represents above and below, the Alpha and Omega. And so we're going to plant the seed in this space. But you're going to go underground with it. As you put it into Mother Earth, go with it into the deep, rich soil. Observe how suddenly it grows a beautiful root that anchors it to the earth. And then you'll see beautiful shoots come up. How it thrives in the right conditions. And then it bursts through into the real sunlight. And it magically grows and grows. Producing leaves, stems. It can be any flower you wish. But eventually it produces a flower. And the flower's purpose is to reproduce, to perpetuate itself. And eventually it is fertilized and becomes a seed once again, which will drop to the earth and begin its life cycle on and on. And so it is with spiritualness. It is the cycle of evolvement and growth. Decay, rebirth. What you see on Mother Earth is a microcosm of the source. You see the laws of the source all around you. You too are a seed. Every life you live is a new field of growth so that you can evolve more and more from your cycles of life and death. And you are in everything. You are the all in all. And you sow many seeds in your lifetimes here on earth. You cannot see or understand the beauty of what you have produced to date. You have not the perspective that we have. The plant you have planted and grown just from seed is yours special. Enjoy what it looks like. Appreciate its beauty. Take time with it to commune. It too is energy, just like you. And will leave you in your peace in the space of sunflowers for the while, to enjoy just the energy combined from us all. To be at peace and really do nothing, just observe. Observe any changes in your plant. Has it grown more? What's it doing under the ground? How does it feel? Does it signify something for you? Does it give you peace, joy, reflecting back love to you? Is it communicating insight, a message, a word? What does it mean for you, the plant you have grown from the small seed given? Gradually, you start to hear the rustle of the leaves from the sunflowers. It draws your attention back to our field of flowers. And where we sit together. The flower you have created and grown is a reflection of your own inner spirit, a symbol, if you would, at this time for you all. Its meaning may yet be revealed, or you may already know, intuit what it meant for you. And you are all accepted. There is no one earth side who is not accepted by love. You are all worthy. The source could never create anything unworthy. And so we shall return, departing through the track, through the field of sunflowers. Till we come to the entrance of that tunnel, our symbolic portal from spirit side to earth. And so we'll travel through the tunnel of coolness and peace. Again, there is another light at the end of it. And gradually you realize you're returning to your own individual dwellings, but still linked in the ethers of electronica, together as one with us. And so when you feel ready, you can open your eyes or still keep them shut to give yourself time to enjoy the silence and quiet for yourselves, which is most needed at this time. But we shall withdraw, but we'll listen into what you have to say. It has been an honor to come through in a small, humble visualization. It is a most worthy enterprise, this meditation night you have. God bless you. It has been an honor. Who I am is unimportant. God bless you.